Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. We are talking this morning about Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. Michelle Crowe-Dolby is here from Belmont this morning. Michelle, it is good to have you. It's been a while since you've been here.
I know. Good morning, Ted.
So good morning. We're going to talk all things Belmont this morning and a number of events going on that we're going to talk about. But first of all, it's probably a good thing to just talk about Belmont itself, because sure. A lot of times you'll say you ought to go over to Belmont or you ought to go to this. And if you don't know and you don't know much, or you think, well, and you mentioned Gary Melcher's, mm-hmm. a lot of times mm-hmm. he's not quite as well known mm-hmm. Around here. But Belmont's a pretty cool place.
It is pretty cool. And we're sort of known by a couple different terms. So on the highway, you're going to see on the brown signs, Gary Melcher's Belmont. And then our official name is Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. But historically, the estate is known as Belmont. So that's a little confusing just from the get-go. We are located in southern Stafford County, but we're just across the river from Fredericksburg, from the city. So how would you best describe? So we're like at the intersection of Route 1 and 17, kind of just up the hill.
Yes, although I generally now tell people it's in Falmouth and it's over by Amy's.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, we're just up the hill from Amy's and in an area that's known as the Falmouth Bottoms. And if you've never been, we're a multifaceted site. We also serve as the Stafford County Visitor Center, mm-hmm. which is important to note. So you'll enter. We have a huge parking lot. We have the museum shop is where the visitor center is. And we have a historic house museum that you tour. There's a art gallery, which contains – we have the largest collection of Gary Melcher's work in the world. And then there's the pavilion, which is sort of attached to the studio, and that's a private rental facility. And then we also have beautiful gardens and woodland trails. So a little bit about Gary Melcher's. He was an American artist. He spent the bulk of his career in Europe painting, married Corinne Melcher's. And it wasn't until World War I when they had to come back to the States. And he set up in New York City. That's where he had a studio. But he really wanted a country retreat where he could relax and find inspiration. And that's the purpose that Belmont served.
How in the world did he find Belmont, or find Falmouth, and then in Belmont?
I think a friend.
Okay.
A friend, yeah. They said, hey, we know of a place. And what's key is he could take the train to New York City.
Okay, yeah.
So that was, he was always taking the night train back to the city. So he was constantly on the move.
Yeah. Belmont itself, and now when the leaves come down, you can really see it from across the river and things.
Yeah, when you cross the bridge, you can see the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you say, there are the trails there. And as we talk about different events and activities that go mm-hmm. on there, the trails are something we'll talk about later. But they are there, and now you think of Belmont, you think of Chatham, and they're really a couple of the really, really nice and, mm-hmm. and Kenmore houses.
We feel like sister sites.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. If we're very close to, as the crow flies, we're very close to one another.
You go into you go into Belmont, and it's really set up, isn't it? Like the Melchers had it.
Sure.
You see a lot of his artwork, and it's
oh, when you're in the house.
When you're in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. What makes the house interesting is it's 99% of their personal belongings. So for a historic house museum, that's very unique. And Corinne and Gary did not have any children, so when he passed away in 1932, she deeded everything to the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and that included, their personal effects, the artwork, the land, the buildings, everything. She really wanted to create a memorial and an art center in his memory.
And that's what's there. He died, what was it, the 1930s?
32.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she lived into the 50s.
55. She passed away, yeah.
So
she was 20 years younger than he was.
Yeah. And then I think I remember hearing that they met on a cruise.
They met on a cruise. And it's interesting. We just had some guests the other day, and he was from the Isle of Jersey, which is an island near Britain. And that's where Gary and Corinne were married, on the island. And he said he was really excited. He's like, "Where? Which church were they married in?" We're like, "We're not exactly sure." So he went home that night. He was staying with some friends in the area. Went home, researched it, found the church using their church registries, and then posted it on our Facebook page and called and has said, I found it. And it's this lovely little church that overlooks the water. And our guests are from all over the world and take such an interest in Gary and Corinne's story. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you about that, Michelle, because on Facebook I saw a few weeks ago you put up a picture of a map, and it had all these marks of around the world where people have come to Belmont to visit. Really, it was everywhere. It was stunning to see and to think. I didn't see any. The map didn't have the full of Australia. I didn't know that there was anybody from Australia had visited Belmont that you knew of. But otherwise,
we have. One of our docents' daughter lives in Australia, and she visited. So
tick that off.
That was probably before the map.
Yeah. No. So that was pretty impressive, and shows just tourism in this area. We just tend to think,
people are
coming from, you know, from the Midwest and things. It's around the world.
We are having so much fun with that map and just amazed. I mean, I have 24 docents that I supervise, and some of them I don't see for months on end because they work weekends or whatever. And everyone has their story. I was just talking to a docent yesterday. She said, over the weekend, I had a guest from Chile. I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And they all have stories and why they want to come and visit.
Well, and I know a lot of us around here, I mean, when I came here, I knew nothing about, and so I went years without doing it. I always tell the story. It was M.C. Moncure who pretty much just put me in a car and drove me over there and said, it's time for you to see Belmont. And but on the other hand, I've had family in Georgia that last year came and visited us, and they had studied about Gary Melchers in school, and they said, we want to go over there.
Good grief. Well, he's certainly not a household name, and although he was internationally known during his lifetime. But what's important about our site is that we're one of the best preserved artist studio workplaces in the country. So even if you don't know Gary Melchers and you don't even care about his art particularly, you can come and say this is such a full collection of their life there and how a successful artist would have lived and what he was looking for in terms of inspiration.
That's a good way to describe that because that is what you see, and you have so much of his stuff there.
And we have quite a few of the paintings that that he produced while living at Belmont, so that's exciting too.
Michelle Crowe Dolby is here. We're talking Gary Melchers Home and Studio at Belmont this morning, and when we come back, we're going to jump in and talk about some programs. Starting off with the preschool palette. It is something that goes on, and I know there's excitement about it. And we will delve into that when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFV.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Gary Melchers Home and Studio at Belmont. Our focus this morning with Michelle Crowe Dolby. She is the Education and Communications Manager there at Belmont. And I guess the preschool palette would fall under education.
It does. It does.
What? So the preschool palette, what is it?
Because
you brought a sign along for it.
I know. I did. Well, when you take my picture,
you're going to
pose
that
with a sign. Yes.
You're very good at that because you'll come in with the Clean and Green Commission
That's
in
right.
Fredericksburg, and you always bring props.
Well,
That's
you want people
you
to click on
it.
The link, right?
Yes.
So,
good idea.
So Preschool Palette is an early education arts program for children ages 2 to 5, children with their adult companion, and it's set in a museum, in an art gallery. So we start off by giving them a quick video introduction to the site, because our site is rather large. And then we walk down to the studio. We read. There's so many wonderful children's books that revolve around art or the elements of art. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to choose from there. Read the book. And then we explore Gary Melcher's art in relation to the book, whether it's shapes, colors, patterns, textures. And I usually throw in a couple other projects to do in the studio. And then we go out in the gardens. And again, based on the theme of the class, we explore things in the garden, and then we wind back up in the classroom where we do an art project, where the focus is really more about the process than the actual finished product. So the kids can explore and, learn.
Wow, you do a lot if it goes from 10 to 11.
I know. Well, when you're dealing with a 2-year-old, you have to move
fast. Well, yeah, that's true.
You've got to keep it moving.
Yeah, that is true. And I guess this seems like a Saturday kind of thing you would do.
We have actually added Saturdays to the roster.
Oh, you've added Saturday.
Yeah, that's new. It's typically just a weekday program, but it's 4 days a month, every single month, year round, and every month it's a new lesson plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's always changing.
Mm-hmm. Changing.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea.
No.
You get kids coming back.
and then they age out and go to kindergarten, and it's very sad.
But then they can tell their brothers and sisters.
We get their siblings. Usually,
yeah.
So.
Well, and kids are so interested at that age in art and in drawing and in doing stuff.
They love it. And you know what? When they walk in the gallery – these are 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. I mean, they are in awe. They are in awe. They just absolutely get it, that it's a special place, and they're welcome. And we've even had their artwork hanging in the studio. I mean, I want to make sure that children know that the art galleries are for them too.
Boy, and as you were describing that, I thought when you said how excited they are, because I was thinking to myself, as opposed to when you have teenagers who would come and be like, oh, okay, when is she ever going to be quiet? But this does get them, and really you're training up and you're getting kids excited. I mean, these kids will remember this, and as they get older, maybe they'll have a different view of Gary Melcher's in Belmont.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even about Gary Melcher's. It's just about
art
in general.
Yeah.
And it really helps with things like motor skills, listening skills, social interaction, a lot of different things that are hit on with the arts and early education.
And you think about it, arts education, I mean, there's an importance to that. So often that's one of the things when that can be cut from schools mm-hmm. is cut, and mm-hmm. you're putting an emphasis on that.
And I put a lot of research into the lesson plans, and we do art projects that are very thought out and probably won't be something that they're going to do at home, because the parents don't want to go out and buy an expensive watercolor kit that the child may use once with a fancy paintbrush and all the different supplies. But here they can come use really top-rated, top-notch art supplies and have fun, do it, take it home, and not have to worry. They don't have to clean up. They don't have to prepare it. They don't have to do all the research. So it's very easy for the parents.
Is this something that you want people to sign up for? They need to sign up for ahead of time?
They can sign up online and pay online.
Because
through our website.
I was just looking here. I printed something off on the website, and I just noticed right now that you have all the dates. And I do see now where you do have Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays listed. But you've got one of the dates back in August. This class is full. So
they do often fill up. So it's a good idea to register. We have some people that register for 4 months just at one shot. So just to make sure they get in.
Shows they're having fun.
I hope so.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of fun putting this together.
I do. I have a wonderful partner. Her name is Trudy Hardcastle, and she's doing most of the teaching now, but I still develop the lesson plans. And together, we have a great time.
Well, how do you come up with themes. And what are some of the themes? Can you think of them off the top? I mean, is it – I'm looking at this paper here, and it shows was August sky color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then UBU in September.
Mm-hmm.
October, too much glue.
Too much glue. Well, that's pretty evident.
Well, obviously, you just got glue. You just think everybody played with glue?
Actually, the book is absolutely adorable. And, you know, Gary Melchers may not have used glue a whole lot. So we had to leave him out of the picture a little bit for this book. But they made a little glue person. It's hard to explain. But for instance, one of the classes in the summer focused on color mixing,
mm-hmm.
primary colors, secondary colors. And we set up tables outside, and we had the three primary colors just in a line down the table. And the kids got to come in there with their hands and mix the colors and see, you know, orange and purple and green appear. And they just had a blast. It was very simple, but very very hands-on, and something they've probably never done before.
This is a lot of fun. So October's too much glue. November is Elmer. And
Elmer, we're going to focus on shapes.
Okay.
Shapes. And, you know, once you start looking at art, you can find so many different shapes. And, you know, preschool kids are – that's one of the big things that they're learning at that point in their life. It's how to identify and name shapes. So –
it is preschool palette, 10 to 11, and if you go to the website is
Gary, and that's Gary with an I, Melchers.org.
Okay, GaryMelchers.org has all the information mm-hmm. on this.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing this?
You know, I think about 6 years.
I'm late to the game. I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, I felt 6 years ago that there was a hole in art activities in the region, and a lot of things for school age children, but nothing for preschool age children. And I, you know, in the bigger communities like Baltimore and Richmond, some like VMFA has a program that's similar. And I thought, well, why not do it in Fredericksburg? So that's how it started.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you really are. When you think about it, you're making memories for these kids, and who knows where it leads in just in the fine arts mm-hmm. side of things.
And you know what's fun is that oftentimes we'll have grandparents or parents come with their child, and they're making memories together.
Mm.
So it doesn't even involve us. Or they're building friendships at the class. You know, they meet other parents, other moms, other grandparents, and, you know, the kids bond and the adults bond. So,
well, and you know, Michelle, the other thing that I think of is hearing the stories of how Mrs. Melchers like to bring the community mm-hmm. in and mm-hmm. like to do things for the community there at Belmont. You just think she would be so pleased at something like this.
I hope she's smiling down at us.
Yeah.
think she would think it's fun. Because sometimes the only visitors we have on certain days are the kids in the class.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank God for preschool palette.
Yeah. No, but you think of that, and you think Gary Melchers himself would with his big mustache, would kind of have a little bit of a grin on his face.
He
knowing
would have definitely dropped in. He would have dropped in on the class and checked it out.
And it's continuing. I mean, you could do this in any number of places around here. But to do this at Belmont, I think, makes it special.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. To do it in the art gallery setting, I think, is what makes it unique.
One other thing that's unique, and you were the one a couple of years ago, and every time I go over to Belmont, I look at it and smile, is the little library. It's not called
that. The little free library.
The little free library.
Mm-hmm.
There's the little mm-hmm. box, and
yes.
I see one over by the college. There's one in the city, too.
We have so many in the city now. We have one on our block. I live on Franklin Street, and we have one on our block, and then one on Little Page. And one on Washington Street, and one by the UMW Sports. I mean, we have
that's the one
so
I saw.
Many.
One by the sports one
yeah,
I have seen.
By the baseballs.
But yes,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm. It has really grown in the region, and it's fab. Oh, there's one at Kenmore Park now.
Okay,
it's just great. I actually filled that one up recently with some of my daughter's old books.
Yeah, they're filled with books, and what you go if you see something, you can take it, and then you're at, you know, you can either bring it back or you put one in.
That's right.
And that whole idea, isn't that, is that something that came from Europe or something? Or
it may. I don't remember.
You were the first one who told me about it.
I don't know that
you had one there, and I came and looked at it.
We were one of the first.
Yeah.
And that was Susan Taylor Schran. She's since retired from our staff, but she's the one who got that project together. Kudos to her. And since then, it's really taken off.
So
we have people that drive up, and they're not touring. They're just going to the library. They're either dropping off or picking up. So they definitely, there's a website for it if you Google it, and you can there. If you're an accredited, you know, Little Free Library, you can find out where they all are.
I didn't know. I knew you had one. And I knew the one over. I didn't know there were so many though in the area now.
In the past couple of years.
So that is really good. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about some programs at Belmont. We're also going to talk about the bookstore there, the gift shop that has some really good things, and it's especially with the holidays coming around, it's not a bad place to stop in and look around. Michelle Crow Dolby, the Education and Communications Manager at Gary Melcher's Home and Studio at Belmont in Stafford, with us this morning. And we are talking Belmont. Town Talk, powered in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Michelle Crow Dolby from Gary Melcher's Home and Studio at Belmont with us this morning as we talk about Belmont over in the Falmouth area of Stafford County. The signage has to have helped getting people
so
to
much
you.
Better. So much
because
better.
I used to have a hard time before I had been there of describing. I said, "Well, you know, yeah, it's know. Somewhere over there, and you turn here, and then maybe you turn there." But the signage that Stafford County has done, it has gotten a little bit easier. And then having Amy's at Falmouth is a little bit easier too, because you can use that as kind of a landmark.
That's right.
Falmouth, an interesting place, and then just that whole area, just so much history going over there.
You know, speaking of Falmouth, one of the artists that's going to be participating in our painter's point of view that's coming up is Marcia Chavez, and she lives in Falmouth Bottom, and she's lived there for years and years. And so she's living in the same place that Gary Melchers used to tromp around in and set up his easel and paint. And she's going to be talking about she's done a lot of work in Falmouth also, just like Gary did. And she should be fairly well known she shows at FCCA, and she's pretty well known. But she's going to do a little studio talk. She's going to bring four or five of her paintings, Falmouth-based paintings, and then talk about them in relationship to Gary Melcher's work and the inspiration that she finds in the area and in his work.
Okay.
So if you're interested in Falmouth, that would be an excellent thing to attend.
Yeah.
And she's going to be talking, let's see, Sunday, November 12th.
Okay.
Yes.
And you called that Painter's Point of View.
Painter's Point of View. We've never done anything like this before, and she's actually the second artist. The first artist is Henry Wingate. He's in Winchester, I believe. But he's interesting because he was so inspired by Gary's studio, the main studio room with the big northern exposure window. He built a smaller scale version of it as his studio.
In Winchester?
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
I know. I would love to see it. I would love to see it. So, and he's a very accomplished professional artist, and he does a lot of portrait work, which Gary Melchers did as well. And he's going to be coming on November 5th with some of his artwork and setting up in the studio and talking about his work and the inspiration he has found in his studio, which was designed by Gary.
Yeah.
And, so it's interesting. We're trying something new.
So these painters' point of view, you've got, I guess it's, it's interesting how you're branching out and to find somebody that was inspired by something of Gary Melcher's is, boy, that fits perfectly.
And I could see absolutely how Marcia would be inspired, because they were both inspired by Falmouth.
Yeah.
By the very, down to earth. It's hard to believe now, but, it was kind of out in the country.
Yeah.
And just working folk.
Still, though, the viewscape over there is
unchanged.
Terrific, yes.
Unchanged, absolutely. You can identify just about all of the buildings from, Gary's paintings in the early 1900s. You can still see them today.
Oh, wow.
I know. And,
yeah.
And she's, painted a lot of the same buildings as well. So.
Well, and it's funny that you're here, and I noticed that you all put the there's a video that I guess somebody used a drone to do it of the river over your area, over from
the falls.
The falls area, and it's kind of just backing up there to Belmont. And you look at that and you just think, this is really there's just really some nice just the whole view there.
Mm-hmm.
Do people come and just sit down and sketch and draw and paint and
all
just
the
sit
time.
There all the time?
All the time. We love it.
Yeah.
We kind of bug them a little bit. We're like, what are you painting? What are you doing? Can we see? Where are you going to show this? No, I think that's incredibly important that people know. I mean, we have photographers, artists. Mm-hmm. We've had, yoga in the gardens. We've had people bring their violin and just set up and play their violin. And absolutely invited, no charge, anytime.
Well, it is, and it's a quiet area, just because you've mm-hmm. got just underneath. You've got the house sitting there, and you've got mm-hmm. You've got the river right there. I know you do. The hikes one Sunday a month, or somebody mm-hmm. will lead a kind of a guided.
They're
hike.
Led by the master naturalist the last Sunday of the month, and it takes you through some of the. History of, there used to be an ice house on the property, and there are some springs mm-hmm. that feed the river. And it's a very interesting hike, and it's pretty, and it's close. You don't have to, head out to Westmoreland to take a nice hike.
And you can also take a hike if you park over at the, Y, take that trail.
Belmont Ferry Farm Trail
you
is
take,
fabulous.
Yes, it is.
It's great.
Yep.
I run it all the time, and it takes you right through Falmouth. Mm-hmm. And you can go from Belmont all the way to Chatham.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day, Ferry Farm.
Yeah. No, it is. I discovered it in the spring and mm-hmm. thought this is really – it's challenging. You've got in Falmouth, you've got that hill there.
Yeah, that's a big hill.
It's a big hill.
I usually walk that hill.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you would – yes, yeah. Most
Truth
most
be told.
Would. But, again, it kind of puts Belmont has gotten more and more kind of on the beaten trail than
like
it used to be.
I feel we're much more connected.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
it was treacherous to try and reach us on foot.
I mean,
you were taking your life in your own hands because people were speeding down Washington Street. But
yeah.
But now there's a sidewalk. And a place to cross, and it's great. And we have a lot of people that end up at Belmont and then just walk up the hill and, continue their explorations.
Mm-hmm. We have talked about these studio talks, and are those done in that
They're not going to be in the pavilion. They're actually going to be people are going to be seated in the studio.
Oh, okay. That was my question.
Very different. Usually
yes.
Our events are in the pavilion.
The pavilion. That's what I thought.
So it's first come, first serve. Better get there early.
Yeah.
Because it's not the biggest space in the world, but that should make it extra special.
On Sunday the 29th, you've got an art workshop, Portraits in Charcoal.
Yes. This is funded. This is a program through the Virginia Museum of Fine Art, and it's endowed. So it is a great opportunity for people of all skill levels, from beginner to accomplished, to explore portraits in charcoal. And it's taught by Marjorie Perrin, who is an instructor at VMFA. And it's super cheap because it's endowed. We don't have to charge the going rate. It's $15, which is completely nominal, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And it runs from 10 to 3. So that's first-rate instruction, practically a whole day's worth of instruction for $15. High school students and above are welcome to sign up. You can, again, sign up online, but it's a great opportunity if you're interested. And, you know, it was kind of the tie-in to our site was that Melchers, of course, was known for his portrait work, and he often did a lot of his studies in charcoal. So we're excited about that. I have about 9 people signed up so far, and I have room for 15. So head over to computer and sign up.
Well, and I see that one of the things that you say is that students should bring a large photo, 8x10, from which to work from. So you're gonna be able to get really some – you're going to pick up some things here. And you're right. You're right. For $15 a student at the end,
it's practically free.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a great thing. It's Sunday the 29th. It is 10 to 3. It's called Portraits in Charcoal. Mm-hmm. And do you have these art workshops, I guess, kind of as they develop?
Well, VMFA, we're a state partner with them. So they have a lot of sort of workshops in a box. That's kind of how I think of them. And I just try and pick lectures or workshops or, you know, activities that fit in with our site and I think people might be interested in. So I haven't done one in a while. So this is kind of an experiment. If this goes well and it fills up, then maybe I'll do one again in the spring.
Yeah. GaryMelchers.org is, again, the website to go and to find out about all of this. And and also the Facebook page has all kinds of updated things.
Mm-hmm. All of our events are listed on the page as well. Yep.
Gary Melchers, home and studio at Belmont, our focus with Michelle Crowe Dolby this morning. As we talk about, and as you start thinking about the holidays, do you guys decorate things up for Christmas?
We do. We have, there's usually a local garden club that does a fabulous job with fresh decorations on the exterior. And then our curator, Joanna Catron, she takes care of all the interior house decorations. And then the museum shop gets in on the fun as well, and they stock up on all sorts of great holiday items for, you know, kind of in line with who we are, art supplies and books and then other fun things. Scarves are a good seller for us.
Speaking of the gift shop, and as we talk about the holidays,
yes.
Great place to go. It's one of the best. It's a great gift shop. Check it out.
I know. I can't tell you how much money I have spent in that gift shop. All of us who work there, we get a little discount.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you walk through there every day, you're bound to buy something. So definitely Buffy Knappenberger, who's our in charge of that, she does a great job. And definitely worth the trip.
Yeah. No, as you come in, you come in from the you described it. You have one of the bigger parking lots.
It's huge.
Yes, it's
which is
it's,
great because yes. We do weddings, but it's a little off putting when you drive up. You think, what is this place? A big parking lot?
It is a big parking lot, and there's you know, like you say, sometimes during the week there's. That's one nice thing about it, though. You can go through Belmont at your own pace, and you don't really feel like you're being rushed through. Mm-hmm. And the people that walk you through things, having gone through a number of different sites in other areas, I just you can spend as much time, and they'll describe things, and you can ask all the questions you want.
I would like to think that we're rather personal. And we get to know our guests. And if you go on TripAdvisor, it looks like a lot of our guests agree. They rank us very highly.
Well, that's congratulations.
Thank you.
They should. But anyway, the gift shop's right there. You walk in.
Shop.
It's right there. Last year, you were the site of the trees, the Trees of Hope.
Oh, right. We were.
That was over in the
yes,
studio area.
That's a huge event. We're not the organizer. We're just the location for it. But that's it's a fab. We're doing it again this year.
Okay, so. That was a great place for that. After having been at several locations where it's been over the years, having gone over there, I thought.
Describe what the Trees of Hope.
It's for Lois Ann's Hope House,
right?
And they're small trees that are decorated and
so cute.
Yeah. And there was. I don't know, I'm guessing about 50 of them.
A lot.
And
were they auctioned off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were auctioned off.
Okay.
But you go anyway. So you were you're the home base for that for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I've not ever been to Belmont during the holidays time. And I figured you did something to
make
the house look very
well. And Corinne really worked hard to make the holidays special. I mean, she drew her own Christmas cards. You know, she was just very crafty. I mean, she was an artist in her own right, and she knew all the different, you know, plum puddings and the, you know, she loved to get all the presents ready, and she would put together baskets for all the people in the Falmouth Bottoms, and yeah, it was special for her.
I wonder if she would have done yoga.
Good
she
question.
She strikes me as that she might have.
I feel like Gary definitely would not
no,
have.
No,
But
and
yeah,
he might not
I think she was up. Yeah. She was up for an adventure. Sure.
Yeah, that's sure. Right. No, just knowing a little bit I have, and I think he. But and I don't think he. I don't even think he would be smiling and be amused by it.
He may have picked up his sketchbook because yoga poses are beautiful.
Oh yes,
they
you're
are
right.
beautiful. So he may have done a few line sketches, but no, he doesn't strike me as a very limber guy.
No. But you're right. He would have picked up a sketchbook.
That's probably not very nice.
He would have picked up a sketchbook.
He would have.
And we would have had those. Michelle Crow Dolby here as we go all over the place with Belmont and try to figure out what Gary Melchers would have liked and not would have liked. She's the education and communications manager at Belmont. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Michelle Crow Dolby from Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont here. One of the things when you talk about a lot of this stuff we've talked about, Michelle, is, you know, you've mentioned, you know, oh, this is something new we're trying, or this is something new. Mm. One of the things you have done over the last couple of years is in the spring and summer, you've had music. You bring a food truck in, and it has brought in a lot of people. I've seen pictures from it, never have actually gone to it, but there have been some pretty big crowds for that.
Huge. Now, Megan, you'll have to correct me. At least 200 for our last event, which is fantastic. People love Cabin Creek. Great band. They have a good following. And if you pair it with a beautiful night and a couple food trucks and a stroll in a gallery, nice evening. And it's free.
It's free. And I was going to say, I knew a number of people who worked downtown who did that and had said, you know, I never even considered going to Belmont, and it was, you know, I never realized what a gorgeous place that is.
Well, it's not like we're that incredibly expensive either. We're cheaper than a movie.
Right. And that's we kind of started out, and I had you sort of describe what's there, because so often you talk about, well, it's Gary Melcher's home studio, and, you know, eyes start glazing over, and then you talk about art, and things are like, oh, no.
Even if you don't like art, you're not an arty person. I think you're going to like it at Belmont.
You are because
I do because you have the history. You have if you're into antiques, if you're into old rugs, furniture, if you like the river, if you just enjoy being outside.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yeah.
Friends of Belmont is a way that people can get involved and help out your cause too.
Yes. And it's a great deal, and we love our Friends of Belmont members, and we often do special events just for them as a thank you, including one during the holidays. So definitely check it out. You can read about it on our website, of course.
Well, and as the leaves start to change, although we hear that with it being so dry, the colors may not be quite what they are, but it's the fall is a nice time, and when spring reemerges and all the gardens at Belmont are really, really nice.
Beautiful year-round. Last weekend we had a lovely fall wedding on the property.
Oh, wow.
And it was just so pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Couple things before we get out of here. We talked about the preschool palette. That's really something to look to check out because it's art for preschoolers.
If you have a child 2 to 5 years old, or if you know of a child that's 2 to 5 years old, check it out. It's a very interesting, one-of-a-kind opportunity to expose your children to arts education.
And it's on either Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Saturdays.
Every month.
So then that's really the nice thing about this, that it's something that's a continual kind of thing.
It's continual, and you don't have to sign up for a series of classes. You can just drop in for one and just pay for one and try it out, or you can do them all. It's up to you.
And boy, it's obvious with each month has a theme. It's not like you just come and, oh, hi, welcome, here's some paper, let's
throw out some crayons.
Yeah, I mean, you have a theme each month.
I develop a pretty nice lesson plan with vocabulary and in-depth projects, and I try and share, you know, because I borrow ideas from other people, and so on our Pinterest page, there's a board just for Preschool Palette, and if you're interested to see, you know, the kind of projects, things that we do and talk about, and the books we use, you can go to our Pinterest page, check out the Preschool Palette board, and it gives you an idea of what we do in class.
So, well, thank you for this. This is a great class. This is a great,
thanks,
great thing. And you're getting kids in, and you're exposing them to art, and you're exposing them to Belmont and all that goes on.
And they're just so adorable and sweet. just makes our day.
there is that too. There's also before we get out of here real quick, the what are they called? The art, the studio talks.
Studio talks. We have they're both in November, November 5th and 12th. Those are going to be very interesting. Modern day artists are going to be bringing in their own pictures to discuss in relation to Gary's art. And then we have the art workshop, which is coming right up on Sunday, October 29th, portraits and charcoal. All levels are invited, high school age and older. Register online.
Ken Croco from Lois Ann's Hope House.
Love Ken.
Texted in. We all love Ken.
And Ken, Ken.
Ken wrote, Michelle does a fantastic job with programming, and I second that.
Aww.
Michelle, thank you for coming in. Good stuff here. And it's fun to talk about Belmont, an exciting place, and you bring energy to that. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Ted.
Michelle Crow-Dolby with Gary Melcher's Home and Studio at Belmont. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.